USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Democratic-led House passed a bill Thursday that would enshrine LGBTQ protections, a top priority of President Biden. The bill passed the House by a vote of 224 to 206. The measure now heads to the Senate to face an uphill battle. Two U.S. warships in the Persian Gulf have suffered coronavirus outbreaks. The U.S. Navy's Fifth Fleet announced early Friday. The ships will likely be out of action for a few days in Bahrain. The amphibious transport ship USS San Diego with 600 souls and the USS Philippine Sea with 380 souls are the ships. Proving the point, it's easier to criticize than lead. In April 2017, the Trump administration launched airstrikes against Syria in retaliation for a chemical weapons attack the Assad regime carried out against its own people. Both Joe Biden and spokesperson Jen Psaki criticized the strike, saying, "What was the legal authority?" President Biden launched airstrikes against Syria on Thursday. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Helping us break down Thursday's passing of the Equality Act by the House, Texas USA Radio News Bureau, John Clemens, has more.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
The bill passed Thursday in the House 224 to 206. Mobster Peter Gotti, the one-time Gambino crime boss and brother of John Gotti, died of natural causes in North Carolina, where he was serving time in a federal prison. He was 81. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Sporting events are beginning to loosen up COVID restrictions on attendees. Phoenix, USA Radio News Bureau's Tim Berg reports.
With coronavirus data trends decreasing across the country, many sports stadiums are beginning to allow a limited number of fans to attend games. Tickets are selling like hotcakes for MLB spring training games, most teams allowing 15 to 25% capacity. Adidas Irwin is the general manager of the Barclays Center, home of the New Jersey Nets.
We won't be in an arena full of fans. We'll be in an arena with 300 fans, so everybody will be spaced out.
She also tells CBS News,
I liken it to 9/11. There's a lot that we still do that came out of that terrible experience.
Before the pandemic, the most attended sport in America is the National Football League, averaging just over 67,000 folks per game. Mr. Potato Head is going gender neutral. USA Radio News' Wendy King reports.
Hasbro has announced it's eliminating the Mr. from the name of its popular Potato Head toys to offer children a gender neutral way to play. Hasbro said it will still sell individual Mr. and Mrs. toys under the gender neutral Potato Head banner. The company said the rebranding will feature more inclusive messaging.
NASCAR and Major League Baseball are competing for your attention on Sunday. NASCAR is in Miami at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox and MRN. Major League Baseball is mostly in Florida and Arizona for spring training. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.